you are God. There is no other one like you. Come now. Well, welcome back, everyone. I'm Phil Giuliani on The Gift of Grace here with Steve Garcher, and we're still talking about Pentecost, because Pentecost is an ongoing thing. It didn't just happen 2,000 years ago and then it was done.
Amen.
It is ongoing. The Spirit is always being poured out. And we forgot to mention the prophet Joel, which Peter quoted. Oh, Joel chapter 2, you know, the Spirit's going to be poured out on all flesh. And Peter said, the times of the prophet Joel are being fulfilled, and the times of the prophet Joel are being fulfilled even now, because the Spirit's being poured out on whoever's open, docile, and willing to accept him.
Dreaming dreams and
seeing visions.
You know, we were talking about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We had mentioned prophecy and the gift of faith, the gift of tongues, and there's the gift of healing. And there's also the gift of miracles, by which God acts in a powerful way. Mm-hmm. And, this, you know, when someone's healed instantly, that's a miracle.
Yes.
And I've seen someone's sight restored when they forgave someone.
Mm.
There was a young man, we were in Philadelphia, there was a young man who had been shot when he was 14, and he was left for dead.
Mm.
And the bullet severed his optic nerve.
Wow.
His optic nerve, I should say. And the priest that was there, he was praying a forgiveness prayer, and he asked people to just pray along with him. And when it came to this one point, the young man said, you know, we were in the forgiveness prayer, Father, I forgave the man who shot me. And the Lord restored his sight. And it's an awesome thing to see something that wonderful happen by the, you know, and forgiveness is a big thing in healing. If our hearts are hardened by unforgiveness, it's a big barrier to the Spirit of God. You know, there's also gifts, there's revelation gifts, word of knowledge. When the Holy Spirit reveals a word to a person for the benefit of another person that you don't, and you don't know the information. There's no way of knowing this information. Kind of like Jesus at the well with the woman at the well.
Exactly.
That was a word of knowledge. There's wisdom where one is led intuitively to do or say something or refrain from saying or doing something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how to act prudently in a situation. Maybe counsel.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also discernment of spirits, the gift of the Holy Spirit, whereby someone intuitively and instantaneously senses what spirits are present and operative within a word or an action or a situation, whether it's a human spirit, a Holy Spirit, or an evil spirit.
Yes.
You know, in 1 Corinthians, again, in 1 Corinthians 12, to another discernment of spirits, the spiritual gifts are listed there in Corinthians. But in 1 Corinthians 13, Paul really encompasses, I think, beautifully what the gifts are all about. And that is, if you don't have love, you're just making a lot of noise.
Just a noisy gong.
Just a noisy gong. And, you know, Christ laid down his life for us out of love for us. And that love that exists between the Father and Son is described as the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And it's that love that the Lord pours into our hearts through the baptism of the Holy Spirit that really enables us to go out and to start to preach to people.
Empowered ministry.
Empowered ministry. And I know that if for anybody who is associated or has heard of Christian Healing Ministries in Jacksonville, Judith McNutt said one time that when she prays with people, she always asks the Holy Spirit to give her the grace, give her the love for that person, because she knows that her love is insufficient.
Right.
You know?
And he also gives us, you talk about word of knowledge, and these, actually all these other gifts are combined into it. When you're praying with someone and you have one ear to what they're saying and one ear to what the Spirit is saying,
right,
then you can do effective praying.
Right. A lot of the gifts are, a lot of gifts do work together, you know, and I think we have to remember that the person that God's calling us to minister to, Jesus died for that person.
Yes.
The same way he died for me or you or anybody else that's listening. And God will enable us to minister that person if we are simply willing to be an open vessel for God to use.
Yes.
God's looking for, you know, anybody.
Right.
To use to touch his people.
And as long as they say Hineni,
Hineni,
and they're open to the Spirit,
God will
they'll
use
be
you.
Empowered. They'll you be don't empowered. Have to. You don't have to take certain courses. You don't have to make yourself ready. You just have to be available.
Available, right.
Yes. And the Spirit will be poured out and make you able.
Yeah. Oh. Yes, very much so.
Wow, we're coming to the end of a show already. Wow. We still have a lot more stuff to talk
yes,
about.
Yes, we do.
But, well, thanks for listening to us here on The Gift of Grace. And although I always say have an awesome Lord's Day, have a really awesome Pentecost Day tomorrow. And just remember some of these things we talk about and how the Spirit can empower you to ministry. Yeah. We'll be back in 2 weeks.
Amen.
And these are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. And though these are days of great trials, of friends.